Our next two contestants will play a game about chain restaurants. You know what my favorite chain restaurants are? Speedway, Wawa's, Sheetz, the free sample card at Costco. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Kim Souza. You're a reality television post-production supervisor for four house hunting shows on HGTV.
Yeah. Sure am.
I mean, you know, I mean, so many people are fans of those shows, of course.
Yes.
And you work in them. It's your day-to-day. What is one of the bits of television magic that I, as a viewer, would not see on those shows, but you know exist all the time?
So the shows are travel-based in a way. Yeah. You always know which couples are going to kind of like buy a house to save their marriage in a way, like Love on the Rocks. But other than that, no, it's anything else I can't really talk about.
Yeah.
Trade secrets.
Okay. Yeah. Kim, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Paige Bowman. You're an executive assistant at Squarespace. And you say a lot of people just assume you can automatically fix all kinds of things magically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they say, use your magic.
Use your magic. I'm like, I can't give you a personality.
Wow.
But what are some of the stranger things that you're having to deal with?
I mean, it's not strange, but everyone's very busy all day because
yeah.
we're meeting heavy. So everyone's like, could you just find 2 hours for us to sync on this? And it's like, no.
You sound like a great assistant, Paige.
I'm not very good at my job.
Totally.
Totally. I hope they're not listening.
No, nobody from Squarespace will be listening to this. Shout out to one of our sponsors, Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Paige, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Kim and Paige, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Okay, are you ready for anagrams?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, great. This trivia game is called Restaurant Scrambles. We've rearranged the letters in some famous chain restaurants. You're going to ring in and tell us the original restaurant's name.
For example, if we said at Gas If Dirty, celebrate the end of the work week with a petrol shower and Jack Daniel's chicken and shrimp, you would answer TGI Fridays, an anagram of Gas If Dirty.
Here we go. At the dermatology franchise, Zap Zit, they'll make sure your face doesn't resemble the greasy slices they serve for lunch. Paige.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, in 2011, Pizza Hut accounted for 3% of the cheese produced in the United States.
Good for them. Congratulations. Yeah. At the West Coast fast food joint, Bun Rerouting, order off the secret menu and get your buns adjusted animal style. Paige.
In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, that's right.
America runs on no unkind stud, where shirtless hunks sweetly serve you fried dough and coffee. Paige.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's correct. Try the veal at Redoing Veal. If the cooks don't get it right the first time, they'll make you another one while you munch on unlimited breadsticks. This restaurant serves more than 700 million of them each year. Kim.
Olive Garden.
That is correct.
On a road trip, make a stop at Rare Carb Clerk, where after filling up on chicken and dumplings, you can buy rock candy, a cow-shaped soap dispenser, and a rocking chair. Kim.
Cracker Barrel.
You got it. This is your last clue. At A Bit Cello, you can get your instrument wrapped in a Dorito shell, or let this fast food chain drum up an oboe supreme and a double-decker trumpet. Paige.
Taco Bell.
That's right.
Okay, great game. Paige is in the lead. Is your brain as spongy as a Panera bread bowl? Then you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org to find out how. Up next, a game about Broadway musicals. No, I hate that everyone at a Broadway show has to post a photo of their hand holding the playbill. It's like, we get it. Your hand went to a play. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.